WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents CEO Coach, a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web, from funding to finances, setup to staffing. CEO Coach will break down the art of business development from the ground up by the experts of online business growth, management, and development. Now, here to get you started is CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome to CEO Coach this wonderful Monday morning. This is Jillian Music with Ann Kennedy. We're going to talk today about stress. Welcome, Ann.
Hey, Jillian. Happy Monday.
Thanks. So how's your stress level this morning?
Oh, you know, moderate as usual, moderate to heavy. I have a book to finish. What can I say?
I was wondering when you'd get to heavy. Yeah. Well, congratulations on getting to the finish line on that book. I know that that's the hardest stretch, but it does mean you're really, really close. And certainly it means huge amounts of stress. So my stress levels are pretty darn low and slow here. I've been spending the week in Albuquerque, New Mexico, actually outside of Albuquerque, at a beautiful resort called Tamaya, which is located on an Indian pueblo. And the lands around are very peaceful. I keep hearing that word being spoken, not just by the staff here, but by the people who are visiting. Peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. So strongly suggest peaceful is a good thing now and then, but you'll see my stress levels go up next week, I'm sure, as I get back into these things. Today's message is about 10 things, or maybe more, about what we can do to avoid making some serious, stupid, stress-related mistakes. The problem with stress is that just enough is good, over the top makes us do really dumb things. So let's start talking about some of those, Anne.
The first and most important one, and I think it's sometimes tough to do, is focus on and appreciate what you have rather than worrying about what you don't have or what you might have. Focus on what you have now and appreciate it, because, you know, it's really all good when you get right down to it.
That's true. I was working with, and by the way, this entire show is dedicated to Mr. Brett Heising, who is the CEO of Brett Approved. Now, it doesn't mean that other CEOs don't have stress either. But last week, I happened to be working with this gentleman as he moves towards his really first major funding. And his stress levels were through the roof. He was doing all kinds of things that are on this list. And what I did was also to help him focus on what he's got. These are first world problems. These are problems that every entrepreneur would love to have. Being stressed out about the fact that you've got to finish this application and that executive summary and the other thing to submit and the form over there and the... Who wouldn't want that problem? You mean somebody's interested in giving me a lot of money to make my dream come true? That's pretty good stuff. And that's what we mean by focusing on and appreciating what you have. Sure, you got a lot of work to do, but if you can look at it from another angle, these are really good problems to have. It's the kind of thing you want. So this particular tip and a number of other tips we're going to bring you today come from a beautiful article in the Huffington Post called Successful People Calm. And then, you know, if you just type in those, Huffington Post plus successful people calm, you'll get this wonderful list of stress-related tips and tricks. Now, Anne, you were specifically talking about why Arianna Huffington is personally writing so much about stress these days.
Well, it seems that dear Arianna Huffington got herself a little overstressed. I think it was last fall, and she wrote a post about falling and hitting her head, and it was her a big wake-up call moment, and she realized that she needed to seriously consider wellness in order to be a better leader. And I think that falling in your own house and hitting your head would definitely qualify, wouldn't it, as a stupid mistake. So she has been writing a lot about it. She has an unplug challenge, a sleep challenge that she's issued. She took her family on a vacation without their devices. So I think she's showing some real leadership. And she also hosted a seminar, a high-level seminar back last October, I think it was, about wellness and leadership. So it's certainly a topic to consider. If you're going to lead your company well, you need to be well yourself. And stress is a big part of that.
Absolutely. Last November in 2012, I'm sorry, so November and a year before that, apparently Ms. Huffington had ordered everybody in her office to write something once a week about how to help people to de-stress. She became so viscerally involved in this process, realizing how hard it had hit her and how much damage it did to her body and her ability to make intelligent decisions, that she said basically she wanted to make sure that they were writing about de-stressing. Interesting stuff. So everything from, talking about plants and breathing exercises to music or poetry or photos of people you love or any combination therein, Arianna Huffington was very focused on that. So let's move on. The second tip that I got from this particular article was about second guessing and avoiding that second guessing. When we get into tough spaces or have tough decisions to make and the stress begins to mount, the first thing we tend to do is to second guess our prior decisions. You know, it's about the what if questions, and it clouds your judgment. It messes up the thought process of moving forward. It essentially is wasted brain cells. Every time you get to a tough crux where you have a decision to make, good, bad, or otherwise, right? You could be deeply in debt. You could be ready to get funded. You could be anywhere in between, and you could have nothing to do with money at all. It could have to do with product or service or design of what you're doing. If you end up at that space and all you can think about is, gee, if I'd only done this a few months ago, then I wouldn't have that, it will cloud your ability to decide what to do next. You have to drop it. It's very much like we use the concept in our court of law. Right, you don't bring the past to the current decision. Leave all that stuff behind. So any thoughts on that, Anne, as you move forward in decisions around what you do, business-wise or other? Do you find yourself also falling into the what-if questions, if only I'd done something else?
I think it's a natural human tendency to consider the options. Also to second guess yourself. I catch myself doing it all the time, and I'm glad I catch myself because then I can say, no, don't go there. You made that decision. That decision's done. But I think it is something that we can all easily fall prey to. And when you're in the pressure of a startup, you know, in early stages, there are lots of things pressing in on you, and not least of which is, you know, finding enough money. And so those kinds of what ifs. But I think it's very important to stay focused on the decisions that you make and play them out.
Totally agree. Now, I want to make sure that our readers or our listeners are considering where we're coming from this, you know, what angle we come to this subject from. This does not mean that you don't learn from the past. You're going to make a series of decisions in the past, some of which will reflect on with value on the decision you're about to make for the future, right? I'm not suggesting that you throw out any learnings of the past. What we're suggesting is that you don't say, gee, if I'd only done this then. That's the line of thinking that gets you down the wrong path. The other ones are informative things. It says, well, last time I made such a decision, I went in this direction, it worked this way, I received that, I did the other thing, it obligated me to the third thing. And then you'll make the future decision based on those learnings. That's different. Keep those things in mind and keep them separated. Okay, staying positive. Yeah, well, that's easier said than done. But I often say to folks, you know, we don't have to like reality, we do have to deal with it. And often we have to deal with it now. So again, the faster you get your head out of the negative space, whether it's second-guessing yourself or focusing on what you don't have. So this refers to the first two. Focus on and appreciate what you have. The second thing is don't second-guess yourself, but learn from the decisions you've made before. Right? That's about staying positive. Only focusing on what comes next and what can I do to build value for my corporation moving forward. Getting your head out of the toilet is the most critical piece of being a successful entrepreneur, because that stuff shows up all the time.
And I have a tip for that.
Yeah?
For the first three that we've just talked about, the focus on appreciating what you have and avoid second-guessing and staying positive. And the tip is I and a lot of people I know take time once a day to write a list of what we did right, to write a list of what we're grateful for that we have. And this really helps focus. I find the act of writing it is very helpful.
Yes. Nina Price, who has been a guest on this show many times in the past, also talks about a time when she was raising her children when they were younger. They would sit down to table at dinner as a family, and the first question of the dinner table, and the children knew this every evening, was, who's the lucky one and why? And each one would vie among the table to say what they were grateful for. Why was I lucky today? What happened to me that was good? And focusing on those things really helped her children to kind of move through the evening in a more positive light and to end their days that way. They had to move through the evening doing things like homework and other extracurricular activities and so on, and it also helped to put them down to bed in a happier state of mind, ready for the next day. So those things work for adults and children alike, I think really, really important. And this one, again, referring back to Brett of Brett Approved, it's about disconnect is tip number four. This fella had been, if you will, multiple connected to everything, everywhere in his, stress, if you will, to move this forward, to get all these documents together that he was required to, and so on and so forth, and did a beautiful job, by the way, but he'd had really long, tough, hard days and even longer evenings, and I suggested as the 14th of February showed up, that he disconnect quickly and remember that he was also a spouse, not just a CEO of the company. So for many, many reasons, I think disconnecting is hugely important, not just for ourselves and for the rest and respite of our own minds, but for our spouses, our significant others, our children, our friends, all of those people who matter to us, not just in the business, but beyond. Hugely important. So, Anne, you were talking about Arianna Huffington, who took her family away, entirely disconnected. They all had to leave the phones behind.
That's right, for seven whole days. And they loved it, according
they
to
absolutely
the
loved it. Ha ha. Now, you and I did the same thing a bit, just for a few days this time, as we got on the road with a bicycle in India in early January. We had some time, if you will, away from all of that, but most of the time we were connected. The year before, I had gone into far more remote areas, and for a number of days at a time, I would be disconnected. It is really fulfilling to do that, I have to tell you, to separate from the cacophony of requirements in your life, to simply announce to people, I will not be available, and then fill in the blank, whether it's for an hour or 4 or 5 hours or for days. It's hugely valuable, even if you're at the stage where you really can't get away for more than an evening with a friend. So, Anne, I think we have a break to take, and then when we come back, we're going to have some more tips about de-stressing and certainly about not making stupid mistakes due to stress. This is Jillian Music with Anne Kennedy. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. More on how to build your business.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive.com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. On demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're back with CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And welcome back to CEO Coach. We're talking about stress and making the really dumb mistakes that happen when you get overstressed. So quick recap. The first tip, focus on and appreciate what you've got. Don't keep focusing on what you haven't got. Move forward to make decisions to make those things happen. The second thing, avoid second-guessing yourself. That doesn't mean don't learn from the past and your decisions in the past and so on. It does mean don't go down the path of, oh, if I'd made that other decision, this would be better. Those are the bad ways to go. Stay out of there. Stay positive. You don't have to like today's reality, but you do have to deal with it. And if you're going to make it better, you'd better clear your mind, stay positive, and say, what can I do to improve what I see today? Stop complaining about what isn't. Now, number four is about disconnecting. Hugely important. A number of very powerful people are doing this on a regular basis, and certainly Anne and I approve wholeheartedly of those kinds of things. I know that a number of people will disconnect just for a few hours or sometimes as much as days or weeks. If you have the ability to simply turn off those sounds, the cacophonous connection to everything that's bugging you, for at least a few hours each evening, you will find yourself far more rested in the morning and ready to tackle the problems. Okay, let's move on, Anne. Number five, what's your hot tip?
The hot tip is stash the caffeine. Technology startups have been famous since the beginning for living on coffee. This isn't good. This is not good for you. Anytime in the afternoon or evening that you have caffeine, it seriously affects how you sleep at night, and that seriously affects how you perform in the morning.
I would totally agree, but this really means that Starbucks and Red Bull are not going to support this show, are they? All right, too bad. We have to get those guys out. But I would agree, no caffeine after 4 p.m. Not only you, but whatever significant others you may happen to live with, if you do, will sleep better. The concept of staying up late and working late has become a almost time-honored tradition already among CEOs, especially, and co-founders of startups. It's a badge of honor to work with and for a startup and to stay up all night, you know, to pull all-nighters. This is great when you're in college and you do it once or twice. It's even fine if you do it once or twice with a startup company. It's not great if you do this day after day after day. It wears down your capacity to make cogent thoughts and to connect them to greater ideas, to be able to strategize. You can still take care of the fires, and you think you're doing a good job. When the fire shows up, you're there immediately, and you put it out, and you move on to the next one, and you can go all day and all night. And by all night, I usually mean, I don't know, somewhere between 2 and 4 hours sleep happens, and then you're up again in the morning going again. This is not a sustainable process. And as a CEO or as a member of a co-founder of a startup, you should realize the critical difference between a sustainable process and the lack of one. The lack of sustainability is the death of the company. You're putting the company at danger if you don't get enough sleep. It's that simple. No caffeine after 4 p.m. Just make a decision. You're doing it not just for yourself, but for that company. And I would strongly urge you to do the same for your staff, to simply take away the caffeine starting at around 4 p.m. Now, if they're going to do it themselves, they're going to do it themselves. But it's something that you can affect. And it's something that you can affect with words as well, by encouraging them to take the evenings off. Every now and then, everybody's going to have to put in late nights. And you can let them know in advance, and there's clear expectations. But if you're expecting yourself and your team to put in late nights every single night from now until whenever the thing pops and you become billionaires, you will never make that mark. So, Anne, as you wind down in the evening, what are your rituals for kind of ending the caffeine of the morning and smoothing into a quieter, thoughtful pattern so that you can start the day fresh again with some really cogent, strategic ideas?
My evenings, generally, I like to cook. I center myself by cooking. And so I find getting myself into the kitchen and preparing something healthful, you know, with lots of veggies, things like that. But that just makes me feel good. I like to listen to Marketplace on the radio. It's a great show, and that also helps me focus and also gives me good ideas. But the big thing is reading. I love to read, and I try to end each day with some pages from a good book.
Okay. I think the concept here is ritual. You have a number of rituals that you can take with you. Even if you're traveling and not cooking, you have other rituals that continue to keep the thread and set your body and your mind in motion for, if you will, putting down the buckets of stress of the day, giving yourself that space so that your mind can quietly come up with the solutions. There is a concept, and it's been proven out quite clearly, that if you give yourself a break from a problem, and engineers know this very well, the answers come. It's something about the subconscious process. It's certainly about providing, if you will, relief from the constant stress and focus to the synapses in your brain to allow them to construct the answer you're looking for. So critically important that you give that brain, you know, the rest it needs in order that it can support you in giving you the strategic answers you're looking for in the morning. Number 7 on this wonderful Huffington Post article, stop the internal negative chatter. It's very much related to one of the earlier ones about negativity, but there's no reason to go looking for things that will, you know, squash your own thoughts of, progress and so on and so forth, right? Your success is dependent on your internal speech to yourself. And that's a broader conversation around negativity. A number of times I've worked with startup CEOs who have reached a certain stage of their company and then they can't seem to move it forward. It's not just being burned out. It's about listening to the negative chatter that's finally bubbling up inside them that says, I can't do this. Just generically, I can't do it. And what I usually say to them, and it brings broad smiles when I do, is, I don't know exactly which English or history teacher told you in your 7th grade that you didn't have the chops to do this and you would do nothing but pump gas. But they were wrong. They're still teaching junior high school, and you're the CEO of a company that's growing rapidly. when you think of it that way, it helps you to pull back, if you will, and find out where internally you're getting all this negative chatter. So, and were there like 100 people who told you you were crazy to be starting your own company, to be running your own company, that you should be, I don't know, getting a job for the government or, you know, working in somebody else's office? There sure were for me.
Of course, and particularly when I was raising children, you know, yes, to be working on my own. Of course, but we made it. And I think that the negative chatter is another thing that's just too easy to fall into. There's a corollary here that I learned when I had to get up at 4:30 in the morning to make it to a 7:30 meeting 90 miles away, but the traffic was really bad. This was near Boston. I learned that at 4:30, there are no good thoughts. And that's another reason to be sleeping at that time, if you can, because at 4:30, there's something to do with our bodies. I think blood sugar levels or something, that is the lowest point of the day, you know, the darkest hour before dawn, blah, 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 blah. And that was when I learned consciously to push those thoughts out of my head. At 4:30 in the morning, there are no good thoughts. Just ignore them. And if I happen to wake up at that time, these days, I know these thoughts are not useful thoughts, and they just get shoved right out of my brain.
Brilliant idea. Know when your negative thoughts show up, whether it's the early morning hours or the later afternoon hours, whether it's 4:30 in the morning or 18:30, which means afternoon. So, yeah, I would agree. There is a time of day for each of us when those negative thoughts will kind of appear. Knowing that is a really good idea. Keep them silent. Let's talk about breaking paradigms and reframing perspective. I would say this is the hardest one to do. It's no surprise, though, that highly successful entrepreneurs can do it and others cannot. So it is one of those things that cuts the wheat from the chaff. It's about breaking your paradigm. It means that you bring to the topic of conversation a series of preconceived notions and having to reframe your perspective on a project, an issue, and so on, really helps you to break through with answers. The paradigms are usually around stress-related issues, and perhaps it's useful to read directly from this article. It says, you spend the time to get really good at the concept of reframing perspectives, right? When everything seems to be going wrong, it isn't. When you look at a subject matter, in other words, you're going to look at things with this monster cloud over your head and saying, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. The answer is, it is not. Being able to break through to see that is huge. You break down this monster thing that's in front of you like a Gordian knot. You untie it bit by bit. You break it down into exactly what really is going wrong. You avoid those blanket statements in your head. And once you have a list of actual issues that must be addressed, then you can think clearly and solve each one. I liken it to telling children, go clean up your room. They cannot possibly do it. They're too little. They don't understand it. It's overwhelming. But if you say, find all the books and put them on the shelf over there, they can find all the books. And suddenly it's a little bit less. And you say, let's find all the socks and put them in the laundry. And they do that. And then it's time to find, you get the idea. You break it down and they can take care of it. In among the mess of questions and problems you have in your own company and moving it forward, usually the biggest one being around finance, but sometimes around product design, product acceptance, marketing issues, and so on, right? No matter what it is, it looks like everything's going wrong. The answer is no. Find out what's going wrong piece by piece and solve those little issues. It will come together. This is Jillian Music with Ann Kennedy at CEO Coach talking about how to de-stress and get your company moving. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. More on how to build your business on the web with the CEO Coach right after this.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Welcome to the Cyber Law and Business Report, your home for the latest on internet law and policy from Capitol Hill to the White House, the courthouse to the State House, the FTC to the State Attorney General. The Cyber Law and Business Report, on demand, anytime, inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're back with CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And welcome back to CEO Coach. We're talking about stress and de-stressing so that you can make your company move forward. In recapping, we're going to put this link to the Huffington Post article that we found around making stress related decisions and especially stress-related mistakes and how to avoid them. We'll put that on our Facebook page at CEO Coach Podcast. So again, facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. You can download these shows at webmasterradio.fm through iTunes and of course through our mobile app. We'll look forward to seeing you next week and hope that you'll put some good ideas for some hot shows into our Facebook page. Till next week, this is Jillian and Music with Ann Kennedy.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.